This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad.
Well, one of our reporters, Brittany Sweeney, had an interesting story this week about the state of the pandemic. There was a sense, and it's backed up with statistics, that this latest wave of COVID fueled by the Omicron variant has peaked.
Yeah, she spoke with Dr. Timothy Friel. He's the head of infectious diseases at Lehigh Valley Health Network. And Brad, you said you were struck when you heard her interview by what sounded like relief in his voice. I think a lot of people had that response. Let's give a listen to part of that interview.
What a difference a few weeks can make. And I think certainly from my perspective and the perspective of my colleagues, I think folks are in a little bit of a better place. From a health system standpoint, from a community standpoint, we believe that the worst of Omicron is certainly behind us.
Now, Friel went on to say that they're still very busy in the health system, but they're not in the crush that they were a few weeks ago. He said that they've seen numbers fall below 200 patients, whereas about a month ago it was about 500. And just overall, the hospital numbers are down. And, you know, in related news, as we discussed last week, we're seeing movement on schools and masking. Bethlehem's Joe Roy kind of echoed Friel's optimism this week and proposed a plan to lift masking in the city schools on March 1st.
Allentown's mayor, Matt Turk, announced some new hires this week. These are some of the first really defining moves of his administration.
So Leonard Leitner has been named to be the city's COO, Chief Operating Officer. He most recently served as the city's Community and Economic Development Director. Now, this COO post is a new job. It's designed to replace Chief of Staff, which we've seen in previous administrations. And according to spokeswoman Genesis Ortega, part of Turk's larger plan for some reorganization in city government. Also, Vicki Kistler, longtime head of Allentown's health department, she has been on our air many times, has been appointed to be the interim director for community and economic development. Gary Ritter will guide the health bureau on an interim basis at this point.
And now to politics. As if elections were not complicated enough, the stakes are high, the issues are complex, and candidates enter and drop out, the process of casting a vote in Pennsylvania has been subject to a bewildering number of lawsuits and changes. Many center around mail-in voting. Now, applications for mail-in ballots have been sent out by both Lehigh and Northampton County, but where do we stand in the legal fight over voting by mail?
Yeah, I think this news is really confusing, so let's see what we can do to shed a little light here. Now, a statewide court, that's Commonwealth Court, declared mail-in voting, the two-year-old law that we have that allows for that, unconstitutional. That court case was appealed to the state Supreme Court, and they're going to hear arguments on that on March 8th. And the case is raising questions about Pennsylvania's rules, just as voters are preparing to elect a new governor, a new U.S. senator, and members of Congress this year.
Yeah, and the gubernatorial race and the Senate race have really pushed the Pennsylvania elections to the national spotlight, as well as having obvious local importance.
So, Brad, I spoke with our state capitol reporter, Sam Dunklaw, about the latest news from Commonwealth Court. The presiding judge there wanted to set a deadline to eliminate mail-in ballots. And he says the thing to remember in this case is that it's controlled by the state Supreme Court now. So anything the lower court does isn't really binding, and the higher court can intervene at any time and put that timeline on hold if it wants to. So that March 15th deadline that we heard about this week, not something that he says he thinks voters need to worry about at this point. Beyond that, from the Department of State website, they run elections. It says the ongoing court case has, quote, no immediate effect on mail-in voting, so people should go ahead and request their mail-in ballots for the May primary election.
Well, thanks for shedding some light on that and for joining us, Jen.
Thank you so much, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at wlvr.org.